What if I told you that mastering franchising could transform your business landscape? Understanding the essentials of franchising can empower you to expand effectively. In this chapter, we will explore the key components necessary for successful franchising. Get ready to uncover insights that will drive your entrepreneurial journey forward. Today, we will focus on understanding the foundational question of franchisability, which is vital for expansion planning. You'll learn to evaluate key criteria for franchisability, including brand strength and management capabilities, through real-world examples. Next, we will identify characteristics that disqualify businesses from franchising, helping you avoid potential pitfalls. You will master the essentials of a franchise feasibility study, summarizing its purpose and critical factors. Furthermore, we will apply feasibility study methods to ensure your business model is franchise-ready. Finally, you'll create a tailored franchise system while recognizing the essential qualities of successful franchisees. To set the stage for our discussion on franchisability, we must reframe our focus. Instead of fixating on fees and agreements, we start with the core question: is the business franchisable? This question is fundamental and must precede all others. Without a viable model, no agreement will suffice to drive success. Our assessment will reveal the business's readiness, scalability, and potential risks, paving the way for informed evaluations in upcoming steps. Understanding this lays the groundwork for a thorough exploration of franchising criteria. As we dive into the credibility pillars of franchisability, trustworthiness is paramount. It's established through maturity, the scale of owned outlets, brand awareness, and a solid reputation. Next, brand strength is vital. It must be recognizable and respected, appealing to both customers and prospective franchisees. Additionally, management bandwidth is crucial. Experienced leaders can create a supportive infrastructure that inspires confidence. Together, these elements form a robust foundation for prosperous franchising. Exploring franchisability reveals key strengths. First, a compelling sales proposition guarantees that customers receive valuable offerings, like competitive prices and reliable service, every day. Next, the proven business model showcases company-owned prototypes that generate profits in established markets, confirming consistent demand. Finally, geographic transferability highlights that effective processes can thrive in various locations, ensuring success beyond the original base. To unlock the potential of a franchisable business, we focus on four essential pillars: documented processes, consistency, simplicity, and controlled flexibility. First, comprehensive operating manuals and standard operating procedures inspire confidence and enable repeatability. For example, Goli Vada Pav thrives on a straightforward product and uniform service across its outlets. Fast food franchises excel through easy-to-train systems, while gourmet models often face challenges. Lastly, controlled flexibility allows adaptations, such as McDonald's Pure Veg outlets or Domino's specialized menus for local tastes. In the journey of preparing for franchising, it's critical to identify potential disqualifiers. A short-term market characterized by fleeting demand raises concerns about franchisee profitability over time. Next, a narrow local niche can hinder expansion, limiting the brand's replication success. Low margins without a clear profit pathway leave unit economics unable to sustain necessary fees. Lastly, if customer loyalty is tied to an individual rather than the brand, the franchise may face challenges in building a sustainable system. Understanding potential barriers to franchising is essential for sustainable growth. Heavy regulatory constraints can complicate licensing and compliance, creating hurdles for franchisees. Moreover, simply creating separate legal entities without a documented system undermines the effectiveness of a franchise. Relying on franchising to fix cash flow issues may lead to unstable growth rather than long-term success. Lastly, limited access to capital can restrict necessary support and training for new franchisees, jeopardizing their success. Addressing these disqualifiers is crucial to fostering a robust franchise system. As we evaluate franchising, understanding its purpose is crucial. This involves a structured assessment of your readiness to franchise. Next, we focus on your business model, ensuring clarity around unit economics, scalability, and replication. Additionally, consider your products and services, emphasizing their market fit, differentiation, and consistency. Together, these areas lay the groundwork for a successful franchising endeavor. Understanding franchise feasibility is crucial to success. A significant element involves process-driven operations, which rely on documented, repeatable, and quality-controlled workflows. Additionally, robust business support is essential, encompassing training, onboarding, marketing, and ongoing assistance for franchisees. It's also important to establish fair pricing for franchise fees and royalties, ensuring alignment with value and profitability. Lastly, consider the expansion potential, focusing on territory strategy and the organization's capacity to scale effectively. To set the stage for effective franchising, we begin by launching 2 to 3 owned outlets in diverse micro-markets to establish baselines. Next, we closely observe consumer demand by tracking behaviors, such as basket mixes and visit patterns. It's essential to map seasonality by logging peak and off-peak trends across days, weeks, and months. Additionally, monitoring competition helps us note their reactions and pricing strategies. These steps lay the groundwork for refining the franchise model and preparing for future growth. As we transition into the next critical elements of franchising, stress testing operations is essential. First, identify potential bottlenecks such as staffing, supplies, and turnaround times. Moving on, measure the effectiveness of your marketing channels and assess campaign conversions. From there, you'll need to fix and refine any identified shortcomings by standardizing workflows and tools. It's also vital to codify these improvements in a manual, detailing SOPs, checklists, and KPIs. Finally, perform a replicability check by rerunning with updates to ensure consistent results across outlets. Feasibility in franchising heavily relies on sustained and growing demand. This means there should be proven consumer interest and ample opportunity for scaling the business. Next, your unique selling proposition or USP is paramount. It defines why customers should choose you over your competitors. Additionally, quality and value for money must shine through, ensuring that you offer superior products or features at accessible prices. These elements work together to create a strong foundation for successful franchising. As we consider the next critical elements, adaptability is vital for evolving with consumer preferences and technological advancements. It allows businesses to innovate and respond effectively to market demands. The balance between pricing, margin, and volume is essential. It supports franchisee profitability while maximizing sales throughput. Furthermore, maintaining inventory velocity is crucial. Fast-moving products help prevent working capital lock-ins and enhance cash flow. Together, these factors create a robust framework for successful franchising operations. Understanding and implementing these principles will set the foundation for future growth. Understanding the foundation of a successful franchise starts with mapping processes effectively. This involves creating flowcharts that clarify roles and boundaries, ensuring everyone knows their responsibilities. Next, breaking these processes into sub-processes will help detail the inputs, outputs, and critical handoffs necessary for smooth operation. Once mapped, standardized operating procedures or SOPs should be defined, outlining step-by-step tasks along with key performance indicators and checklists. This approach cultivates consistency and quality across all franchise locations, paving the way for success. As we delve deeper into preparing for franchising, let's first focus on creating a user-friendly manual. This manual should be searchable, visual, and version-controlled, allowing franchisees to quickly access important information. Next, training and certification are essential. We need to onboard franchisees and their staff while scheduling refreshers to maintain high standards. Then, establishing decision guidelines will help streamline processes such as site selection, project execution, and recruitment. Lastly, transitioning to a system-driven approach is crucial, involving routine audits and updates to minimize reliance on individual personalities. Franchise success heavily relies on robust initial training and an operating manual. This foundation ensures onboarding is consistent, with clear standard operating procedures and performance expectations. Next, property selection is crucial. It requires careful site screening and understanding local market fit to secure the best leases. Store design follows, where layouts must align with brand guidelines, ensuring both functionality and appeal. Lastly, recruitment and training of staff are vital, emphasizing the need for the right hiring profiles and effective on-the-job coaching for service excellence. These aspects collectively enhance the franchise's operational readiness and market adaptability. As we dive further into the intricacies of franchising, consider how effective marketing strategies can enhance brand visibility. For instance, implementing local plans, a launch playbook, and retention campaigns ensures a strong market entry. Next, establishing vendor tie-ups is vital. Approved suppliers and clear delivery schedules maintain consistent quality for operations. Additionally, solid financial support and meticulous record-keeping are essential for sound decision-making and tracking performance. Legal considerations, including the necessary documentation and permits, also play a crucial role in ensuring compliance. Lastly, technical support for setup and troubleshooting is invaluable, ensuring a seamless operation as you scale your franchise. Understanding the feasibility study of franchise fees is crucial for successful planning. First, security deposit terms should clearly specify the amount, refundability conditions, and whether any interest is paid upon return. Next, the one-time non-refundable fee needs to state the entry fee payable at agreement signing and what it covers. Additionally, if there's an installment schedule, outline the stages, dates, and amounts to eliminate ambiguity. These elements ensure transparency and clarity in your franchise fee structure. Effective preparation in this area sets the stage for a successful franchising journey. As we dive deeper into our feasibility study, let's discuss the monthly royalty percentage. It's important to declare this rate and offer a sample calculation based on typical monthly sales to ensure clarity. Next, we'll explore the difference between brand-building investments by the franchisor and franchisee contributions made for local marketing. This distinction helps in understanding how both parties collaborate effectively. Finally, to facilitate early unit viability, we can consider strategies like lower upfront fees or initial royalty relief, ensuring a win-win structuring approach. The potential for future expansion hinges on understanding our strategic intent. We will explore why growth is necessary, where it will occur, and the sequence in which we will expand. Next, we'll outline the geographic rollout phases, pinpointing regions and timelines for our progressive approach. To back this up, we'll assess each location's potential, showcasing our concrete findings. This strategy not only highlights market momentum, but also strengthens our brand's position. Finally, we'll invite franchisees to engage in this journey, exploring opportunities for multi-unit commitments. Designing a franchise system is about creating a custom-built framework to serve unique needs. Start with a custom-built mandate, defining clear purpose, scope, and boundaries, while steering clear of generic templates. Next, distinguish between common core standards and unique brand advantages to sharpen your competitive edge. It's essential to evaluate each system element for fit, feasibility, and scalability. Mapping interlinkages helps in identifying dependencies and avoiding gaps. Finally, synthesize all these components into an integration blueprint with clear policies and processes for effective execution. In designing the franchise system, management competency is crucial. You need to evaluate the leadership capacity to support expansion, address field issues, and provide robust support. Following this, an in-depth competitor analysis helps identify strengths and weaknesses to enhance your unique selling proposition. It's also essential to codify a comprehensive business policy that outlines rules covering various operational aspects. Additionally, Crafting a business development strategy is vital to define the ideal franchisee profile and solidify relationship management. Finally, modeling commercial impact will allow you to assess economic scenarios for both franchisor and franchisee success. As we prepare for franchising, understanding financing options is crucial. We should fund pilots and headquarters operations until we reach royalty break-even and establish loan or lease agreements with franchisees. Next, our marketing strategy must clearly define segmentation, targeting, and positioning, along with detailed checklists for pre, launch, and post-launch phases. Implementing a robust management information system is essential, so we select key performance indicators, standardize data capture, and automate reporting processes. Lastly, it's vital to create a comprehensive training calendar for onboarding new franchisees and ongoing development programs for staff. Designing a successful franchise system requires a solid governance framework to clarify decision-making and accountability. A monitoring and review mechanism ensures that performance is jointly evaluated, with actionable plans and timelines set. Support mechanisms must include management visits and a robust feedback loop to empower franchisees. Conflict management strategies should identify potential tensions, aiming for proactive solutions. Lastly, a clear exit strategy with documented clauses can safeguard relationships during separations or disputes. As we dive into the essential qualities for franchisees, consider how crucial these traits are for operational success. First, management skills are key. Franchisees must effectively plan and coordinate their teams while ensuring alignment to the brand's ethos. Next, financial aptitude stands out. Understanding profit and loss statements, labor costs, and cash flow is vital for smooth operations. Additionally, following the system is crucial. Franchisees must adopt the franchisor's proven processes, acting as a mirror image of the established brand. Together, these attributes position franchisees for reliability and growth. Understanding the essential qualities of a successful franchisee is crucial. First, they must work with minimal supervision, directing their own decisions and operations on a daily basis. Next, working under pressure is vital. They need to balance low early revenue against high fixed costs and handle challenges gracefully. Adaptability is equally important. Flexibility allows them to swiftly correct course and learn from mistakes. These traits collectively empower franchisees to navigate the complexities of running a business successfully. As we explore the essential qualities of a franchisee, mindset and habits take center stage. First, a strong mindset is crucial. Decisions, discipline, learning, and attitude should be daily habits. Next, effective decision-making involves weighing pros and cons to choose what best serves the business. Self-discipline is vital. Managing time and paying dues accurately helps maintain order. Additionally, a willingness to learn by engaging with franchisors and peers enhances growth. Finally, maintaining a good attitude fosters a positive work environment, encouraging everyone to contribute effectively. Success in franchising combines healthy relationships, robust system adherence, and a commitment to the brand for long-term growth. People skills are essential. Showing trust and respect to employees and customers fosters better collaboration with the franchisor. Being a team player means following uniform practices and embracing the rules wholeheartedly, which is non-negotiable in our environment. Patience and resilience play key roles as well. Accepting ambiguity and learning from setbacks ensures you stay focused on your goals. Lastly, a hunger for growth drives franchisees to prioritize long-term gains, consistently striving to raise performance standards. As we delve deeper into the EuroKids franchise model, let's explore the key components of a successful fit. EuroKids boasts a strong brand proposition with an internationally recognized research-backed curriculum and a dedicated support team. The EG360 support comprises vital elements like infrastructure, teaching aids, curriculum, and marketing strategies. Ideal partners should share our vision of fun learning and possess essential management skills. Additionally, Prospective locations should meet our criteria of at least 2,000 square feet with proper amenities. Finally, screening candidates involves assessing their background and investment capacity to ensure alignment with our values. Preparing for franchising requires meticulous attention to the foundation. Start with the franchise operations manual, ensuring all processes are documented with standard operating procedures and replication steps. Next, clarify the franchise fee and royalties, including fee types, refundability, and the royalty calculation specifics. Legal readiness is crucial as well. Confirm trademarks and licenses are secured alongside a solid franchising agreement. Finally, establish a corporate structure that includes an organogram, staffing levels, and well-defined job descriptions for all roles. Building on our previous discussions, let's delve into the essential elements for franchisor readiness. First, training enablement is vital, so ensure you have modules ready, user-friendly slides, and a qualified trainer identified. Secondly, financial preparedness is critical. You should plan for funds including contingencies, establish lender tie-ups, and compile a comprehensive loan documents list alongside a sample ROI working. Next, develop your marketing plans, addressing pre-launch, launch, and post-launch strategies while locking in collaterals, artworks, and vendor quotations. Finally, secure your vendor tie-ups by finalizing trading and non-trading vendors and negotiating the best rates available. Let's recap what we've covered in our chapter on getting ready for franchising. First, we assessed business franchisability by identifying the essential qualities such as trustworthiness, a strong brand, and a repeatable model. Next, we conducted a feasibility study to analyze the business model, processes, and financials for franchise readiness. We then designed the franchise system, focusing on elements like management, marketing, and training. After that, we identified essential qualities for franchisees, ensuring they possess strong management skills and adaptability. Finally, we utilized the franchisor checklist to confirm all critical steps are completed prior to launching the franchise. These key points will help you strategically prepare for successful expansion through franchising.